Well, that's our desire this morning, is that we would each one keep on the firing line. And I've asked people before, said, how are you doing? They said, well, I'm fighting. Almost as if it's a negative thing. I'm really in a battle. You know what's a good thing if you're fighting this morning? Because if you're not fighting, it means you're either running from the fight, from the battle, or you have surrendered. And have you ever struggled with, say, forgiveness, as an example? You ever said, I'm struggling, I'm battling? You know, that's a good thing, because that means you haven't given in. And we are in a place of the enemy is fighting very hard against God's people. The enemy is fighting hard against holiness. He's fighting hard against families. He's fighting hard against unity. He's fighting hard in our individual lives. People that have served the Lord and that are up in age, I've been hearing them testifying and hearing them tell me, I'm struggling as never before. So we are in a battle this morning, but yet we don't need to be discouraged. I'm thankful to still be able to fight. I'm thankful that there is still grace, that even in our weaknesses, and in the places that we feel like I don't know how I can make it in my own strength, there is still grace through Jesus Christ that we can make it. And we can come through the battles with victory this morning. The other afternoon, there was someone in a real, very difficult place. Renee and I were out in the study having prayer together. And as we prayed, the Lord just came down. I felt the Spirit of the Lord, and we began to resist the enemy in the stronghold, in the place that he was battling in someone's lives. And I was just impressed with the thought, and I told the devil this. I said, you lost. The devil lost. Yes, we're in a battle, but do you know through Jesus Christ, we can win. And at Calvary, the devil lost. In the Garden of Eden, he was kind of sitting back thinking he'd really accomplished something. But do you know what's the song say? I read the back of the book. And we win. You know, the enemy lost this morning, so there is a reason to keep fighting. Now, I know technically you're not supposed to end a sentence in a preposition. This is a phrase, not a sentence. I said worth fighting for. There are causes this morning that are worth fighting for. And I just want to encourage each one of us individually, in our homes, as a congregation, as some of the body of Christ, keep fighting. Don't give in. Don't let down. Where you are being tempted, keep fighting. Where you are struggling in your mind with the things, the onslaught of the liberal, ungodly philosophies of the world, don't give in to it. But keep fighting it. Keep resisting it. Keep rebuking it. And I know there are times for all of us that after we've been struggling for a while, it almost gets exasperating. And we get so tired of the battle, and you feel like enough already, but keep fighting. Because if we will keep fighting, there is going to be a day of wonderful victory. You young people, when you are struggling with temptation, and when you are battling and you feel the draw of the world pulling strong, understand, we all feel that at times. And sometimes it gets very strong, but keep fighting. Don't give in, but keep resisting it, because you have chosen the better part when you choose to follow the Lord. There are some things worth fighting for this morning. Over in the 11th chapter of Matthew, in the 12th verse, it said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Now there are some different thoughts that we can get out of that scripture. But the heathen and the tax collectors, if you read the scripture, they came in multitudes around Christ. Now some of them came for wrong reasons, but there were many of them that had a desire to follow the Lord. They had a desire, and as they pressed around about him, it is though as an army coming in to a city, to take a city, and just pressing in on the gates of the city with all of the multitude. Do you know that it indicated the zeal and the purpose that they had? Like the woman that had the issue of blood, it said she went through the press to get to Jesus. In other words, it's not always easy to get to Jesus. And if you have a need in your life this morning, Jesus is still the answer. I believe it. Jesus is the answer for temptation. Jesus is the answer against this, again, I'm just going to refer to it as the philosophy of the world. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. If there are struggles in your home, Jesus is the answer. In our personal lives, when we're tempted and when we're struggling with things, Christ is the answer. But I will say He is not always standing in the sense of the woman that had a need. Sometimes we're going to have to press to get to Jesus. It's not always getting down on my knees in a 5-second prayer saying, Lord, I need help and I just need You to take this away. No, there's going to be a press to get to the Lord. And let's not get tired of pressing. Let's not get tired of fighting through the crowd to get the answer that we need from the Lord. See, Zacchaeus was willing to climb a tree. Now, do you know if you climb a tree, that's something that children do. And for an adult to climb a tree, it almost, it's like, it's not real dignified. I mean, maybe some of you adults still climb trees. I think it's been a while since I've climbed one. But do you know, if there's something that doesn't seem real dignified, but he was willing to do whatever it took because I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want it so much. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. We're going to have a zeal and a purpose for the things of the kingdom of God if we want to reach them. So how's our zeal this morning? I know we can talk about being weary of the battle, but I want to encourage you to lift up your head this morning and keep on fighting. Because we're not, there's another song I think is a children's song. I don't know all the words, so don't get me in trouble if there's something in there that ought not to be. But I just remember these words of a song that says you can't get to heaven in a rocking chair. There's something about it. We can't just sit down and take our ease and say, okay, I'm headed to heaven. No, we're going to have to fight for this. And the thing is it worth fighting for this morning? Is there something in here in the Word of God, the promises of victory, the promises of peace, the promise of heaven and eternal life, is it worth fighting for? I say it is, but it means there's going to be a battle to get there. It's not all handed to us on a silver platter. There is a battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness in high places. We're in a spiritual battle this morning. So when we see the battle, it's not time to cover our head. It's not time to say, I surrender to the enemy. It's time to move forward step by step, and it's worth fighting for. Don't give in. And again, I'm not picking on you young people, but I know sometimes temptation is great. And sometimes the pressure is great. And you get to that place, it's like you're so close to just giving in to it. I want to encourage you to stand strong this morning because it's worth fighting for. Your soul is worth fighting for this morning. Your purity is worth fighting for this morning. Godliness and holiness is worth fighting for, but it's a fight. It's a fight, which means it's a struggle. It takes energy. It takes exertion. It takes effort. But the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And the violent, take it by force. Lord, whatever it takes, I want it. What's the kingdom of God? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And it's going to be a fight to get it sometimes. But you know, it's a fight that all of us can win. It's not one of those things you see two wrestlers come out and one of them's the sumo wrestler and the other some little boy that comes out there, little man that comes out and they're going to wrestle. No, we may look little in face of the battle and face the enemy, but folks, if we're on God's side, we are on the winning side because we can win the battle with Jesus Christ. And when the temptation gets so strong, when the ideology of the world seems to be eroding our stand for holiness and how we know God wants us to live, stand strong and know that we can overcome through the power of Jesus Christ. The enemy has been defeated, and we should not be living as God's people as a defeated people. We are a people of victory this morning, and if we don't have the victory, think, well, I'm struggling. Thank God you're struggling. Have you ever thought, have you thought about it that way? Thank God you're struggling. In other words, you haven't given in. You're fighting, you're battling, and it is worth fighting for. Paul said over in 1 Timothy 6:12, he said, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession amongst before many witnesses. Thank you. Fight the good fight of faith. You know, there are bad fights and there are good fights. Now, I've heard people talk about in the boxing world and think, well, that was a good fight. And you think, how can that be a good fight? You know, I know some people that can't even stand to see someone boxing. In other people, just, they like that. A good fight or a bad fight. Have you ever heard, we've all heard the expression, choose your battles, right? You know, there are some things in life that you come to and look at and say, you know what? It's not worth it. Is this the hill I want to die on? Is this the hill I'm really willing to die on? And, you know, we have these discussions with our wives, husbands, people close to us. It's like, you know what? I don't think this is the hill I want to die on. It's not worth fighting. Just let it go. You know? You may suffer some injustices. May have some, you know what? Let it go. It's not a cause worth fighting for. But I'm interested in the good fight of faith this morning. The fight that is worth going to bat. It's worth standing up and saying, I'm part of this battle. And I'm not giving in, and I'm not going to be a bench boy. I'm coming up to the plate, and this is worth having. And it means that there's going to be persecution. There's going to be opposition, and the closer you get to God, folks, the harder the devil's going to fight you. The Lord, now, remember the service after Monarch when we came back, we talked about having a plan. Does everybody even still remember what the Lord challenged you with from coming from Monarch? Because it's been what, 2-3 months now? It's been a while. 8-9, it's been 3 months. I say, well, you know, the Lord, have we been fighting? Have we been pressing for what the Lord showed us? If you're still struggling this morning, thank God. And if you're not, and maybe you've just resigned yourself back to the way things were, get off the bench this morning and say, Lord, I'm ready to go back to battle. I'm ready to go back. And you say, it's kind of like having devotions. Are devotions worth fighting for? You know what, we've talked so much, it's people struggle with having devotions. Whether you're young, you've got school, and I just don't have time, or whether you're retired at home, knitting, they struggle with having time for devotions too. In other words, there's things for all of us that just occupy our mind and occupy our time. Do you know it is worth fighting for? And you say, well, I didn't have devotions today, and the devil's beating you up. I say, oh, don't worry about it, go have them now. Don't let the devil take your joy because you didn't have devotions. If you remember you didn't read and pray and you know you needed to, go take care of it. In other words, I'm going to fight this thing. I'm not going to give in to this guilt that the enemy would like to put on me. When the Lord brings it to my mind, I'm going to do it. And the devil, I'm going to defeat him. When he brings it to my mind for the purpose of pressing me down, thank you, devil. I'll go take care of that right now. Put him in his place. We're victors this morning. You know, we're victors this morning. It's worth fighting for. But anything worth fighting for is going to take sacrifice. Because the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. In other words, it takes sacrifice. If we want to get the victory, we're going to have to give some things up. And that's where we do kind of a cost-benefit ratio, don't we? Now, cost-benefit analysis. How much is it going to cost? What's the benefit? Is it worth it? That's what we ought to do with every major purchase we make financially, isn't it? Talking to the young people about finances this morning in Sunday school. And we didn't even get to this part, but you got to sit down and analyze it. What's the cost? What's the benefit? Is it really worth it? And if you're not sure, it's not worth it generally. Or sleep on it. Give it some time. But we need to count the cost for spiritual things. Is this really worth it to make these kinds of sacrifices for the things of God? Is it worth it? And you know what? Joshua wasn't, he said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. In other words, we have a choice. But if you're going to choose God, the people said, oh, we'll serve God. And he said, oh, no, you won't. And that kind of takes me aback a little bit. I mean, he just told me, he said, no, you won't. And they said, yes, we will. And he said, okay, then. All right, then I'll accept it, but put away the gods. Put away your false gods if you're going to serve God. Folks, if we are going to worship the Lord and we're going to serve Him, we are going to have to individually make some sacrifices because it's worth fighting for. And if it's worth fighting for, then yes, there is a cross. Yes, there is some suffering. Yes, there is a price to pay, but it's worth it. It's worth giving some things up that I can have the kingdom of God in this life and in the life to come. So let's fight the good fight of faith and let's lay hold on eternal life. Over in the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter, we won't take time to read it, but he went through and he talked about the heroes of faith. And part of it, he talked about those that wax valiant in fight. Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. They wax valiant in fight. What is the Lord saying about us this morning? Because, you know, only we know really where we're at individually in our own life. It's the only person we can really know because we know where our heart is. Can the Lord look down and say they are waxing valiant in fight? Because the opposite of waxing valiant is what? Is what? Giving up. Or being a coward. You know, there's something about even that word coward that just almost makes you cringe. A coward. Someone that's not willing to fight. Well, do you know, I will say about fighting, the scripture says, mightier is he that keepeth his spirit than he that taketh the city. In other words, it's stronger. And it takes more fighting. And again, to the men, you boys, it takes more of a man to control his spirit than it does to go out and physically fight and conquer a city. It takes more strength to conquer our spirits and bring ourselves under subjection than it does to go up and put up your fist and have a fight. What's worth fighting for? Controlling our spirits. Saints, controlling our spirits is worth fighting for. Controlling, oh, I wasn't as patient. Is it worth fighting for patience? It kind of sounds like an oxymoron a little bit, but yes, it's worth fighting for. It's worth saying, I know I may give some things up, but by God's grace, I want to be more patient. Lord, would you help me? And you're going to have to put forth some energy for that. You can't just say, well, when everybody's treating me right, I'm the most patient, graceful person around. Of course, when everybody's doing things like I want them to do, the question is when things are going against me. Is it worth fighting for then? Yes, Lord, I want more of your grace. So I'm going to have to put myself to death. I'm going to have to crucify myself. Sometimes day by day, sometimes moment by moment. But it's worth fighting for this morning. Waxing valiant in fight. The Lord does not want us to be cowards. Folks, the enemy is going to oppose every good thing in your life. If someone says, I'm not really having any struggles, things are going good, and, you know, they have for a long time, just haven't had any fights, and, you know, I'm not really any temptations and things, that actually would concern me a little bit. Because the enemy wants to rock us to sleep, if he can, but he's going to oppose every good thing. And folks, when we serve the Lord, the enemy's going to oppose it. Don't be discouraged this morning because of the battle. This is God's battle. Don't be discouraged because of the battle, but hell is going to oppose every good thing. We need to have an earnestness. The scripture says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. In other words, you're not fighting. You know, there's a cause worth fighting for. And so he said, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. It's going to take us giving our all. And I'm not wanting to get political here because we could have lengthy discussion on the politics of all this. But you know, one of the question would be, did the United States win the Vietnam War? I'm seeing some heads shaking. No, like I said, I'm really not wanting to get into a political discussion. But why? We're talking about a small country somewhere with all of the might of the United States And we really didn't come out. You sure couldn't say we were more than conquerors. What was the problem? It was because we didn't give it our all. There was a divided front. See, there was so much opposition that they would go, the government would go a certain extent with supplies and military and policies that would be advantageous to the war. They would go to a certain degree, but then they would back off and not go all the way. Do you realize that if we fight in this life spiritually like that, we're going to end up not having a lot of victory in our life? We're going to have to give it our all. In other words, I don't want to have a Vietnam-like experience. That's the same thing that's happened in Afghanistan. And it's not against the boots on the ground there, but it was the government was willing to go so far and then they pull out. Then they go so far and then they pull out. If we're going to get involved, let's figure out the cost and give it everything we've got. Spiritually, if I die, I'm willing to die on this hill for truth, for righteousness, for holiness, in spite of personal difficulty, in spite of the opposition the enemy would bring. This is a hill worth dying on, and I'm going to fight for it. Are we there? Because if we're only going to go so far, the devil knows kind of where that line is. And he'll just let us get up to that line and sit back and say, you won't go any further, will you? That's about as far, and I've seen this happen with people spiritually. They will get closer to the Lord, and you can just almost visibly watch them growing. Vanessa planted a little bean plant, I think for one of her school experiments. You know, they use beans because they sprout so quickly. And you can almost one day look in, there's not much. And I walked in the next day, and overnight, it seemed like if you sat there and watched it, you'd almost have been able to see it growing. It had just shot up almost overnight. But people spiritually sometimes, they get to a place, and it's like, what's the matter? Why aren't you still growing? What happened? They got to a place that they weren't quite willing to fight for more ground. Folks, Canaan land is ours this morning. But as it was in Canaan land, there are enemies in Canaan land. Just because we serve the Lord does not mean it is enemy free, but he said every place that the sole of what? Your foot. In other words, you don't step and say, I got this state. Oh, I got that town. No, he said every place that the sole of your foot treads, I'll give that to you. Spiritually, it's the same way. And sometimes we want the big victories. But folks, militarily, and I will say spiritually, the ground is not gained through the big, big victories usually. It's gained through the day by day saying, Lord, I'm going to fight the battles that come my way. And then next week I can look back and say, look, I made a few feet. And next year, in 10 years, I can look back and say, wow, I used to be back there. Look what God has done for me. And says, Lord says, yes, I was with you, wasn't I? And we say, yes, Lord, look at the victories. And the Lord says, now look ahead of you. There's still ground to gain. There's still enemies there, but I'll go with you. But don't get tired of fighting. Don't give in. Don't be discouraged this morning, but let's give it our all. Do you remember the story about Gideon? You can read it on your own time if you want in Judges in the 7th chapter. But they were going to go to do battle, and the Lord wanted to prove his power. And he told him, he said, these are too many people, Gideon. Too many people with you. I want to prove that I can fight this battle. So Gideon turned to his army and he said, if you're afraid, go home. What do you think that would happen to us if the Lord Jesus came walking in this morning and he said, all right, we have a choice to make. If you're afraid and you're not really going to fight with all of your heart to serve me, just go home. And we say, but Lord, wouldn't you rather me be here? Well, the Lord wants us here, but folks, he's more interested in people that are going to give it their all. That's what the Lord's looking, because he knows it's the only way we're going to make it. And so a lot of the army went home because they were afraid. And then remember what the Lord said, okay, it's still too big. And he said, tell all the men to go down and get a drink. Do you remember some of them, and I won't demonstrate, some of them would just lay down on their stomach and just drank out of the water. And others went and just knelt down. I will demonstrate. They knelt down there and they took that water and they brought it up to their mouth like this so they could still be watching. And he said, everybody that lay down and just drank and lapped like a dog, he said, send them home. that Jesus told us, he said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. In other words, folks, we can't afford to get lax. We can't afford to get lazy, but we need to be watching because the enemy is out there. Worth fighting for? It's worth fighting for. So Lord, help us to watch. Help us to pray. In times of difficulty, help us not to run. Help us not to hide. Help us not to surrender. But Lord, help us to fight the good fight of faith. And if there are fights, spiritual fights, I read one man said it this way. He said, to say you have no choice is to relieve yourself of responsibility. Have you ever done that and you knew what you were doing? I think probably most of us have. It's like to say, well, I didn't have any choice. I mean, it was just, yes, to say I have no choice, I'm trying to relieve myself of responsibility. Serving the Lord, folks, we have a choice. And if you want to make it, by God's grace, you can make it. With every temptation, he will make a way to escape. With every difficulty and trial, there is grace to love your enemies. There is grace to forgive those that don't treat you right. This is a reality this morning, but you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to fight. Are you willing this morning to fight for that? I want to just touch on a few things briefly. Remember when David went to do battle with Goliath, he found his brothers in the army of Israel afraid, cowering because of the challenge. And David asked the question, he said, is there not a cause? I mean, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason for going out and doing battle? And I ask us this morning, is there not a cause in your life? Is there a cause in your family? Is there a cause in the congregation? Is there not a cause in the work of God to go out and give it our all? And when it seems like that the giants are so big, by definition, that's a giant, isn't it? When it seems like the trials are so big and we would tend to do what the children of Israel do and cower back, let's fight the good fight of faith. Say, I'm not going out here in my own strength, but I'm coming out in the name of the Lord and I'm willing. It's worth fighting for. It's a cause worth fighting for. And Jesus asked the question, he said, will I find faith when I return? Will I find a people who have said yes? It's worth fighting for, folks. Is truth worth fighting for? And we're not talking about carnality. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We're talking about a spiritual battle now. Faith. What about in our own soul? We've touched on our love for God. Is it worth fighting for? You know, the enemy's trying to steal our affections. He's working hard to try to get us to get our affections set on some other things. It's going to take a fight. But folks, our personal and our relationship with God, I say this morning, it is worth fighting for. So how hard, how much as we need to. But it's a cause worth fighting for. Unity is worth fighting for. You know, unity does not happen by itself always. It's a cause worth fighting for, but it comes at a cost. It comes at a cost of personal opinion. It comes at a cost of personal preference. It comes at a cause even sometimes of understanding each other. But for the cause of unity, is it worth fighting for? In our homes, we've had a couple of lessons on marriage. I would ask, is marriage worth fighting for this morning? You know, people that you would never have thought were having difficulties. I've heard so much lately, people say, you know what? We're really struggling in our marriage. We're fighting. I'm not saying fighting between, but they're saying we're struggling. You know, to maintain that closeness and that unit that God wants. Is your marriage worth fighting for? It is. At what cost? Whatever it takes. Your marriage is worth fighting for. We're in a battle this morning. But your marriage is important and it's valuable and it is a cause worth fighting for. And that takes forgiveness, doesn't it? It takes time. It takes time. Our children. Are our children worth fighting for? You know, we can't live the life of our older children. We can't live life for them. They're going to reach a place, make decisions that you wish, in a sense, you could make them for them. But you know what? They're free moral agents. But when they're in our home and they're under our care, are they worth fighting for? That's why as parents, we need to be diligent. We need to watch. Let's not be oblivious to what our children are doing. And I know sometimes they can cover some things up, but be watchful and be careful because their character, oh, they lied to me. Well, it's not that big of a deal. You know, maybe they'll grow out of it. No, that's a character issue. Is it worth fighting for? Is it worth saying, you know what? Sometimes parents, and I know because I'm a parent, sometimes you almost, it's easier if you just ignore something so your children don't think you saw what they did. Because you know if they saw you, you're about half to deal with it or they'll think, ah, well I did it, mom, dad didn't do anything, so what are they going to do next time? Lord, help us as parents. You know, because we get tired sometimes. But are our children worth fighting for? Said they are this morning. They're worth fighting for. There's so many things that are worth fighting for this morning. But I will let's conclude in 2 Timothy, where Paul said, I have fought a good fight. In other words, it wasn't a bad fight. I didn't run. I didn't hide. I didn't surrender. He said, but I fought a good fight. And he said, I have finished my course. I've come to the end now. And he said, through it all, he said, I kept the faith. Folks, I want to keep the faith this morning. But I recognize more than ever in my own life to keep the faith, it's going to take a fight. It's going to take a fight. Serving God is not about convenience. Serving the Lord and doing His work is not about what always feels good or just falls, makes it convenient when to serve Him and when not to. It's going to take a fight. And He said, I finished my course. And He said, I kept it. I didn't let it down. I didn't compromise it, but I kept the faith. Henceforth, because of that, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only. But now He's talking to us. But He said, but unto all of them that love His appearing. Folks, it's going to be worth it. The pain, the sweat, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the opposition, the persecution, keep the faith. It's worth fighting for. And in the end, we have a wonderful crown and a wonderful inheritance that the Lord has laid up for us. So let's continue to fight the good fight of faith. May God bless you in your struggles this morning. Young people, sometimes that you will feel like that you're just different. You know why I say that? Because I felt that. And I talked to other people, and they were acting like they were just so different because of their struggles. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm having the same problem. You're not different. This is what it's, we're human, and we struggle, and we have temptations, and we have battles in our life. But if you will keep fighting the faith, you're going to come out on the winning side if you'll stay with Christ. Amen.